This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعوني لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Brothers and sisters, I begin this khutbah with a reminder of taqwa, awareness, consciousness of God. As the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he never gave a khutbah except he reminded the believers that they must be God conscious. They must live lives with taqwa constantly, constantly in the back of their minds, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask you, brothers and sisters, to take a trip into the future with me. I ask you for a moment to pause your thoughts about today, your thoughts about tomorrow, your thoughts about this week, and I want you to fast forward with me to a day that we all will face. It's the day of your janazah. The day of your janazah, when your son, your daughter, and your wife, and your husband stands around your grave. I want you to be there with me right now. Focus on that day. And I want to ask you a question. What are they saying about you? What are they saying about you, O Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdul Razak, Fatima? What are the words that they are saying about Baba, about Dad? What are the words that they are saying about you as a husband, you as a wife? I ask you to start with the end in mind. Now I ask another question. What do you want them to say about you? Do you want your son to say, Dad was always there for me? I could talk to them about anything. Do you want them to say, man, Dad always reminded us to stay close to the, have love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you want them to say, you know one thing? Baba always went to the masjid though. Do you want them to say, you know, Mom, whenever she was at home and she was around the house, she was always doing dhikr. I ask you, what do you want them to say about you? Because if we start with the end in mind, we can reverse engineer our lives so that on that day, when they stand around their graves, when your young little son is no longer a little boy, but a grown man, and he's standing at your grave, he will speak nothing but goodness about you. I ask you to think about that day. As we stand at the beginning of a new year, and I understand we have a Hijri calendar, I get it, brothers and sisters, no doubt. But a new year is important because a new year gives you a moment to pause and reflect. Because years are made of months, months made of days, weeks, weeks made of days, and days made of hours. How many hours did you spend working towards what you want to be said about you on that day you're in the grave? Just pause and think. And I'm not getting this from some new age self-help stuff. This is Quran. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. O you who believe, you Ahmed, you Fatima, you Mikael, fal yanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. What did you put for tomorrow? What is tomorrow? I'll tell you what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is an amalgamation of today's. Oh, subhanAllah. Tomorrow is nothing but an amalgamation of today's. That's why it's a weak narration, but the meaning is strong. A weak narration, but the meaning is madhboot. The narration says, Man istawa yawmahu fahuwa maghboon. Whoever's yesterday and today are the same, they lose out. If your business brings in the same amount it brought in last year, it's time to bring in the board. It's time to think, there's no growth happening here. So I ask you, if your 2025 is the same as 2024, where's your growth? Where's your growth? Throughout the Quran, we are reminded about the value of time. Because we are nothing but moments. Every breath is a moment of existence. And there will come a day when all of us in this room no longer exist. Masjid still open. Khatib still giving khutbah. But you're gone and I'm gone. So the Quran is clear. Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul maut. Look at the picture being painted by the eloquence of the Quran. Allah says, until that moment comes when death approaches. Qala rabbi irji'un. Me, you, someone, they say, let me go back. Let me go back. Irji'uni, let me go back. Why do you want to go back, Ahmed? Why do you want to go back? La'alli a'malu salihan. So that I can do one more good deed. That is why I began today's khutbah asking a question. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? That's my only question. And once you figure that out, I can't solve that for you. Sheikh cannot solve that for you. You must ask yourself, how do I want to be remembered? And when you figure it out, strive, grind, work, put everything you have into building that name for you and make sure it's meaningful. so that when we stand around your grave and when you stand around mine, you can say, I know one thing about Mikhail. I know one thing about Ahmed. I know one thing about Abu Zakaria. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ, so that I may go back and do صَالِحًا. إِسْمَ نَكِرَة. صَالِحًا is نَكِرَة. It doesn't have أَلِفْ لَام. This is the eloquence of the Quran. This means that a person at the moment of death will want to go back just to even do one good deed. The Quran says that an angel or Allah, someone calls out, Kalla. Nope, no going back. Do you know why there's no going back? Because every day you woke up was a new beginning. Every day you woke up was a new chance to define who you are. So here we are on the precipice, or we're already here, 2025. And I ask yourself, how do you want to be remembered? There's a hadith I want to share, and I began with it, where the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us the value of time. And this hadith, the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, اغتنم خمسًا قبل خمسًا. Now this is a well-known hadith, and many of us have heard this hadith maybe dozens of times. But listen to it as if you've never heard it before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, value, ghanima, value five before five. Five things before five, value them. شبابك قبل حرمك. Value being young. Value being young. I told my students, I used to have a left knee and a right knee. Now I have a good knee and a bad knee. That was a joke. No jokes in Epic. Okay, note taken. Value your youth before you get old. Value your ability to sit down and pray on the floor before it happens to all of us. You can do in your shababak, you can do what you can't do when you get old. Value that. Give your best time to Allah. Number one. Number two, وَصِحَّتَكْ قَبَلَ سَقَمِكْ. Value health. Value health before sickness comes. As one scholar, he said, "As-sihha taj ala ru'us as-sihha." That health, afia, health, is a crown on the heads of the healthy people. La yaraha illa suqma. The only people that see it are the sick people. They're the only ones that see that crown. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, value, you're healthy now, you're young now, Allahu Akbar. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Value your wealth before you're poor. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Yes, you have wealth now, you don't know what, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَعْلَمْ مَا إِسْمُكَ غَدًا. Al-Hadith. You don't even know what your name will be tomorrow. Hadith al-Rasul. Alayhi salatu. You don't even know your name tomorrow. Ya'ni, tomorrow is unknown. So use this moment right now. غِنَاقَ قَبَلَ فَقْرِقْ. Allahu Akbar. And I believe this is number four. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبَلَ شُغْلِقْ. Value your free time before you become so busy. Value your free time. خصوصاً الشباب. يعني ما عندكم مسؤولية. You don't have a whole bunch of responsibilities. Yes, we all have some level, no doubt. I understand. But you don't know what it's like. That's why y'all call it adulting. I'm looking at the age in the room. They don't even know what I'm talking about. It's cool. Adulting is a term that this younger generation, they use for all the mas'uliyah, responsibilities of adults. This hadith is saying, if you have free time, value it. Value it. Make your name in that free time. قَبَلَ شُغْلِقْ. Before you become preoccupied with the responsibilities of life. And last but not least, the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَحَيَاتَكْ قَبَلَ مَوْتِكْ. Value your life. And what this khutbah is about today is about you setting a plan for who you will be once we're laid in that grave. And I just wanted everyone to take a pause. Why? حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبَلَ أَن تُحَاسِبْ. Because if you can just pause and take account, every business does accounting. As that fiscal year is coming around, HR starts hitting everybody up. KPIs got to be turned in. Yeah, I know the woke lingo, don't worry. Everyone starts the accounting. But what about the self-accounting? Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he taught us. Take account of yourself. And as a new sana, as a new year is turning around, it's a perfect time for you to stop and say, who will I be remembered as? And it's not about having a big name. It's about having a meaningful impact on the lives of those around you. You left your impact on those around you. You dedicated your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next part of my khutbah, I'll speak about two vices, two qualities that will destroy our potential to create that best version of who we want to be. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. أما بعد, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. In order to reach the spiritual goals that we want to strive for, it's important for us to remember something. Allah doesn't owe you anything. Allah does not owe you anything. One of the most destructive vices that can creep into our heart is istihqaq, entitlement. Istihqaq is destructive. You know why? Because it destroys your ability to show gratitude. يعني العرب يقول لا شكر على الواجب لا شكر على الواجب. Subhanallah, I went to a brother's house one time, and subhanallah, الضيافة, the hospitality was next level. He fed me this, he fed me that, he fed me this. And at the end of the azimah, at the end of the dinner, I said to him, thank you, jazakum Allahu khair. And he said these words, he said, la shukr ala al-wajib. Do not thank me for what is wajib. Yani, I had to do this for you. When I heard this saying, it got me thinking. How can you ever show gratitude to Allah for what you think Allah owes you? Subhanallah. You can never show gratitude for your house if you think Allah owes you that. You're supposed to have that. You cannot show gratitude for that amazing wife that you have if you think Allah owes you that. Whatever you think you're owed, you won't show gratitude for it. Because you يقول هو حقي, this is my حق, I'm supposed to have this. Subhanallah. Let's look at the lives of the Anbiya. The lives of the Anbiya. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's fleeing Pharaoh. He finds himself in the area of Madian. And he sees two sisters, Tadudan, pushing their sheep back. They're unable to water their flock. They're unable to water their flock. So the Quran tells us that he goes over and he helps them. But at the end of helping them, he says something so profound. He says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. He says, Ya Allah, I am in utter need. I need every opportunity for khayr. I need every opportunity for khayr. The thing that will destroy our ability to do khayr is the feeling of entitlement. When we look at the lives of Umar and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, we find a sense of urgency to do khayr because they never thought that they reached the level yet. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab, هُوَ عَلَى فِرَاشِ الْمَوْتِ. He's on his deathbed. دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ إِبْنُ أَبَّاسٍ وَقَالَ أَبْشِرْ. Ibn Abbas walks in as Umar is laying on his deathbed. I asked you, what do you want to be said about you? As you lay on your deathbed, what do you want the murmurs and whispers to be? Umar is laying on his deathbed. دخل عليه ابن أباس. Ibn Abbas walks in. فقال أبشر. Ibn Abbas, he says, glad tidings, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. Glad tidings. Today's your big day. You sahibta Rasulullah. You are a sahabi of Rasulullah. فأحسنت صحبة. And you were a good sahabi. ثم توفى. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he passed away. And وَهُوَ عَنْكَ رَاضٍ. He passed away happy with you. وَصَحَبْتَ أَبَا بَكَرٍ. You were with Abu Bakr. فَأَحْسَنْتَ صُحْبَةً. You were good with him. And he passed away happy with you. ثُمَّ حَكَمْتَ فَعَدَّلْتَ. You were a leader and you were just. He's reminding him all the good. I ask you, what do you want to be said about you? That's how I started. If you died right now, hold on. If you died right now, how will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? By your son. By your wife. How will you be remembered by your brother? Yeah, my brother gamed all day, bro. How will you be remembered? That's the question I'm asking myself. What did Umar say? He said, Wallahi. Nah. Ibn Abbas, he says, Wallahi, if you die today, the Sahaba are happy with you, O Umar. فَالْتَفَتَ Umar. Umar turned his face towards Ibn Abbas. And he said, ذَلِكَ مَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيَّ. That was all God's blessing on me. Meaning, I didn't do anything. First of all, he never felt entitled. Yes, you're right, I deserve Jannah. No, what got him to that level is that sense that I need every opportunity for khair. وَإِنَّ الْمَغْرُورُ وَاللَّهِ مَنْ غَرَّرْتُمُوهُ فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَوَدَتُ أَنْ أَخْرَجْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَفَافًا. He says the most profound statement. He says, Wallahi, I'm hoping I break even. What does that mean to break even? لا عَلَيَّ وَلَا لِي. I hope I'm
equal on the day of judgment. What I want you to understand is even at the time of death, he didn't feel like, I deserve Jannah. He's leaving the world feeling that he has a debt to pay back. There's one hadith, and I'll end the khutbah. One hadith. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Yusbihu ala kulli salama min ahadikum sadaqah. Every morning you wake up, you owe sadaqah for every joint that you have in your body. You woke up this morning in debt. Not owed anything by God. You woke up this morning owing Allah. Do you know how it is to have a debt? It drives you crazy. I gotta pay this guy back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, he taught us, I want you to wake up in morning realizing a sense of urgency. 2025 is a year you work to pay back that debt to Allah. Rasul, the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, who's got pockets that deep? How do we pay that much charity? Rasul ﷺ, he said, La, kullu tasbih sadaqah, kullu tahmid sadaqah, kullu tahleel sadaqah. Every Allahu Akbar is sadaqah. Every Subhanallah is sadaqah. Every La ilaha illallah is sadaqah. Al-amr bil ma'roof sadaqah. Rasul ﷺ, he said, serve the people, that's your charity. My time is up. But the reality is, all of our times will be up. How will you be remembered? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa anim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. ورضى اللهم عن جميع أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية الستة من الأشرة المبشرة وعن أهل بيت نبيك أجمعين وعنا معهم بفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم صفوفكم استغفر الله. This one right, just this.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم سد الخلل make sure the lines are straight fill in the gaps الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون فقطع دابر القوم الذين ظلموا والحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون فلنذيقن الذين كفروا عذابا شديدا ولنجزينهم أسوأ الذي كانوا يعملون ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى المرسلين السلطان. اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة وقنا عذاب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم